I'm just giving you examples of, said the private sector can participate. Yeah. And this is an example of the private sector participating. Mm-hmm. But Unka said, one district, one factory. In the districts that factory in your mind, what, how do you expect them to
a work in progress.
A work in progress.
Yes.
As I said, no, at that one, not delivery tracker, you go and it's cattle and sheep grazing on the land.
Your Excellency William, my
examples of a new man.
I get you.
This $1 million per constituency has been a total flop.
$1 million per constituency?
Me call constituency, Marco. Four toilets. Toilets don't put in. And that is their $1 million per constituency project.
Well, what project?
There may be other projects.
There are no other projects anywhere. And the point even is, those projects are almost canon. The district assemblies used to do them.
Mm.
Now your district assemblies, 7.5% of government revenue.
Yes.
And the district assemblies were building their own toilets, building their schools, their clinics, and so on and so forth. What about you've reduced district assembly common fund from 7.5 to 5? And as our extra sicano, you are putting it in the development authorities. And then you are coming and saying, I'm building toilets for you under $1 million per constituency. This, I mean, is complete Yisakawa. You are taking their own money and recycling it and bringing it back. Leave it to them. They will decide where they want. Maybe in your toilet in Pune, they are most important.
I think there are issues.
What the analysis of value for money on the projects that have been done in the districts under the in the constituencies under the one million
per constituency.
And then find out if any constituency has even got up to $500,000.
Okay.
After 4 years, $1 million per year. Until by now, the value of projects in those constituencies should be $4 million.
Yes.
The mamua's homework. Go to districts and see the projects under $1 million per constituency and see whether they match up to.
But there was not admission, Mr. President.